I'm going to start with one that I wrote for Janet when she was born, which was October the 21st, 1966. It goes like this. The soft October sun is gentle with the trees that glow in autumn's fire. The breeze disturbs leaves of dancing gold and red that carpet the dark earth. Squirrels hide their nuts before the winter snow muffles the sleeping world. In this month you came, a harvest child, for us to thank the autumn god. May your day be full with the joy of laughter and the gifts of his love. The second one was for Fiona when she was born, November the 5th, 1968. As November sunshine kissed the brown leaves and children called out, "Penny for the guy," you came. Autumn fires shone warm in each tree. Mist circled round the rabbits, nibbling dewy grass. The startled owl jumped in the barn as bangers crashed and rockets soared to burst. A whirling night of fiery sparks and burning rainbow's rain in wood smoke scent greets you. You're a spark from heaven's eternal fire of joy, brought down to share the fun of life. I'm calling this collection of poems Stones of Gold after one I wrote in 1978. Here it is. Lost in the world of a blade of grass, time's silent wheels scurrying past, I'm child and man. A leaf like a star pressed into a wall of lichened limestone attracts my gaze, and I wonder. Snail shell slow and earth worm blind, we await the revelation. Here it is. Stones of gold on every beach, priceless treasures in country lanes by our feet. Bare trees against a velvet sky, a robin's wood, a robin's song at dusk in a murky wood. Stars into stones, stones into song that turns the everyday divine. Here's a couple I call Suburban Rides. A flash of fire on a drap, backcloth of greasy concrete, torn posters and railway litter. Red calf-length coat, black laced-up boots, long blonde hair flowing round a face frozen to meet us. A girl opened my door, sat down at a distance. Her inner warmth escaped through a careless cigarette. Opposite, the ageing man glued to a crossword was wordless, lips tight on a clue. A young West Indian slumped dreaming, his shirt vibrating in colours of his mind. Metal grinding, air escaping, our carriage stopped, the door crashed, and I saw a flash of fire swallowed by a cavernous staircase. No one spoke. Here's one from 73 called Doom City. The concrete pillars of the world crumble. The planned avenues echo silence. The bending wind blows among the hollow boxes, and newspaper flocks along the blind gutter. Where have the people gone? Another two from 1973 from a holiday in Cornwall. Firstly, Tintagel. Stones crumbling spear the broken air while men watch. Tiny flowers sprout in silent cells where men wait. Monk, Arthur, both fade into air with sea sound. Up dusty paths the trippers come to find old legends hung on cafe doors and cream teas. Here's Holiday Snap at Launceston, the home of Charles Causley. As old Robert slept, lost his last battle, Launceston farmers fed their pigs on his castle. And now all that stands resisting time's snout is a hollow stone crown to keep the wind out. Sun perched on the ruin pours flying light down on stumbling old streets in Charles Causley's town. Bench-rooted old men dissecting the town hunch by the south gate until it falls down. Stone, frozen Mary lies on her side, laughing, blind and mute, at life's passing tide. The quarter-jacks ring on the drooping square, where tourist cars squat, hides shining with care. Haunted Dock Acre hides shyly away, music is silent, and pain gone away. 3 more from 73. Empty Cup. You cannot bury sadness, it lies deep in empty eyes, a paralysis of spirit and an empty cup. You cannot lose sadness, it is a teardrop in a salt sea, a frozen emotion and an empty cup. You cannot hide sadness, it is a wire-taut smile, a drugged sleep, and an empty cup, and an empty cup. Tabby the cat. Like a fur glove rolled, she sleeps alone, listening to music only she hears. Like a spring uncoiled, she stretches alone, reading a rhythm only she knows. Like a fire leaping, she moves alone, savaging silence only she feels. She licks her fur and watches, alone. Reflections, 1974. To see through a glass is to distort what is. Broken images move in a new pattern that is nowhere. My mind records distortion and nothingness and wonders. Folk singer. A shaggy-voiced man playing a whispering tune and vibrating the strings of my mind. He gently caressed with his whispering tune the dead nerves of joy in my heart. He opened old wounds with a whispering tune and visions flooded my mind. He's gone once again with his whispering tune, but it's still playing on in my mind. Rain. I like wet days when the wind booms like sea in a cave and seaweed trees dance a dignified jig. The black silk road ripples oily underfoot and a gurgling drain sucks its teeth. A bow-taut woman leans on the wind till it moves, laughingly upending her brolly. I like wet days. The Chair. From Grandma Wilde's house in Manchester. Square and solid in Grandma's front room, the fading light reflects off the dark oak. Curved, strong lattice back rests easily against the wall. Bunion feet grow out of the worn carpet. Always needed, always there, a dinner, tea, supper and bed. Bring another chair, the one in the front room. The polished seat supported the generations. Built to last, it was. A wedding present, was it? No one really knows. I don't want the old chair, it can go, someone said. So it went for junk. You won't get out for it. Square and solid, in the dust-filled shop, waiting for guests or family, the chair sits. Some poems from 1976. Photographs in an exhibition. Time and timeless interwoven, blown hair, rippled sand, walled wood, sleeping man. Pinned photograph sundial, leaping child, insect's eyes, leaves, skies, broken twigs in the snow. The moment dead lives so. Daybreak. It shall not be dark, child. Webs of pure gold will catch the sun, and it shall light your way. It shall not be dark, child. Light's piercing lances will pin the night, and it shall fly no more. Suburban Rides Again. There was a stillness in her face, and she apologized for being there. The slender fingers held a bag tightly, her dark hair covered. She did not speak, and faded with the crowd. ...1975... After rain. Motionless Sunday. Buildings holding their breath, suspended in amber. A jet plane tears the flimsy sky to tatters, washing on the line, fossilizes. I make the tea. Distant voices. The waves of music beat on my ear from next door's radio. Children call and shout a million years away, lost in their game. What can I hear? Sirens of the moment, snaring my brain in a fog of sound. December 76, a poem for Angie. In your silence grows a seed waiting to explode in light, growing from the night below. In your eyes the water flows, searching for a living tree growing in the sea below. In your hands the earth remains sprouting a new spring suit, growing from the root below. In your heart the colours blend, moving in a rhythmic wave, growing from the grave below. And then two poems for Christmas. Christus Natus Est. Cock crow, majestic bird, straddling the earth. He is born, he is born. Christus Natus Est. Child cry, majestic babe, embracing all people. I am here, I am here. Christus Natus Est. Woman cry, majestic soul, suffering all joy. He is mine, he is mine. Christmas Natus Est. Tree cry, majestic wood, carrying his body. He is dead, he is dead. Christus Natus Est. Rock cry, majestic stone, rolling back death. He is risen, he is risen, Christus Natus Est, Salvator Mundi, Gloria. Said that the cock crowed all day for Christ's birth in an old legend. Another one called Where. Where have you taken him, said Mary, my love, my God? He is wrapped in a mantle of carved stone. He smells of incense and polished wood. He is wafted aloft on a wind of voices. He is happy here with us. Not so fast, brothers. He's a powerful voice that breaks upon our disciplined ears. He stands in our pulpit of dim fire, talking, talking. Oh, no, man, you're wrong. He's dancing with us. He's song of joy, hugging me so I cry. He's my rhythm and ecstasy. She left them arguing, stumbling over a seated figure in the dark of a low doorway. She found him in dirty clothes, talking, hugging, soothing, a runny-nosed child. Tree of Love. A love to face the slanting rain, the storm's bending victor. A love to nurture quiet growth, the tendril bursting concrete. A love watered by tears and warmed by laughter, not straight-grained but full of knotty surprises. Wind damaged but rooted in a deep mysterious soil, called God. A poem for Harold Wyle's 80th birthday. A Manchester lad, 80 summers he's had, surviving the fog and the rain. Independent of mind, good, straight and kind, to conscience be true his refrain. Believing in peace, convinced war should cease, he held prison's loss in disdain. With countrymen's heart he played his part for Derbyshire's peak, moors and plain. Footpaths he walked, and with gamekeepers talked, and John Public's rights did maintain. His humour's unique, his pun in his cheek, the jokes produce groans of mock pain. This Manchester lad, a long life he's had, that we celebrate instead of explain. Blind puppy. Vital, warm, snug in hand, a blind mystery. Cold world tight-fisted, a blind mystery. Open our eyes with yours. And the Labrador. Those sad eyes miss nothing. Those heavy paws measure eternity. Slowly, slowly he sinks to rest, a pertinacious nose along with a crooked leg. Laughter, accordion music, smoke, beer talk flow evenly over him. Hands fondle his ears, stroke his coat, pat his head. Warmth glows in his coat. He knows and sleeps. Vision. Nighttime dreams dissolve with day, leaving no trace, but this is different. A vortex of light washed clean by cold, bitter, cold waves that lifted me up, up. Now it fades but will not die. Floating free, high, in stars and light, crystal blown on icy breath, to where? It is one, it is whole, and I pray. But one eye open sees the bed, the sleeping curtains. Am I here? In tidal drift I wash the night sky, touching nothing yet feeling earth within, a healing painful joy wells up. I am one. December 75. It's very kind of you. The slow, twisted lady takes my arm. It's very kind of you, murmurs a soft voice. We walk step by step to the car. Painfully the asthmatic limbs mould to the seat. A pale sigh. So kind of you. Locked in the air, her words resound. Kindness melts, postures, pirouettes, sinks beneath the weight of age. Ah, revolution. The knot is cut, the past is dead, and bullets pay for bread. Yesterday's mighty men lie gathering dust, forgotten. The word is flesh, the future here, and weapons kill all fear. Today's mighty men rise carved in stone, victorious. All flesh is weak, a small voice says, and power truth betrays. Tomorrow's mighty men drift like autumn leaves, unwanted. So turn and turn, the losses are gain, and people fall as rain. Every day's little men live life and death inevitably. On the death of a lady called Lily. An old lady. Lily lived but once, growing like a tree, her body blossoming lithe and warm. Lily died but once, gnarled like a tree, her body contracted, dead and cold. Between lay silence. All her words were swallowed into books she wrote inside. All her feelings became tame with practice. She cried inside. She was so kind, looked after us, like a mum sacrificed herself. Lily's left her shell now. She's inside out. Living love beyond silence. Wallington Town Hall. The pond. The heavy trickle of thick thyme rounds the stones and fills the pond with weed. Slow, straining buds fill out upon their saucer beds of green. The small stone boy, lichen old, grips his slithery fish with fossil arms and smiles. Robe of joy. Deep moon shadows line the seashore road that leads our footsteps safely to the womb of night. Soft the moonlight across the wide sea, a sinuous searchlight for the errant traveller. Sea sound breathing of booming breakers and sighing waves echoes our feelings of turbulent harmony. We sit and talk, dangling our feet like kids, in a mystery of deep seabed starlit enchantment. Can this be true? Flying like sea spray, our hearts are one with night, sea, wind and moon. This romantic ageless fool called love, who weaves sight, smell and touch into a robe of joy. Westminster Abbey. Buttressed to stand the siege of time, these ancient stones have seen all the passing pageant of temporary power. Eroded daily by a tide of people who are momentarily lost in time, then flow onwards to city clamour. Are you a church or mausoleum of pomp? Brigades of marble statues rest mute, awaiting a clarion call of doom and death. A minute of thoughtful prayer stops all the advancing waves of cameras. Christ's powerless prayer, casually said. Generals and nobles alike in dust, an unknown warrior still wreathed in death, but he is not alone, the common man. Each carved flower and flagstone underfoot is a silent great witness to builders, craftsmen, men who live. There is no monument but to them. Their daily food is turned to stone, gloriously done. The chapter house is mute, at rest. Kings, monks, soldiers, all gone, leaving warm old tiles and tourist slippers, touching the pillared silence and long-forgotten arguments, silent in vibrant space. Furrows. A smoky Sunday afternoon in the train. Across the broad mud fields the sun sets. Through a harewood screen of silent trees the sky burns gold, and through the gentle haze of nightfall the slow, cold February furrows point to the west, and the farmer rests. I want to cry for all the sweat, for all the labour, and in the railway yard the crushed grass and glass of the car's graveyard, knackered pomp and gutted pride. Along the track wait sleek yellow railway lorries for their turn to die. House lights twinkle in the many small places carved out from the silent heavy land. Two well-wrapped ladies chat over Coronation Street and dogs and flooding on the line. Good gracious, look at them fields. Must have been a lot of rain. Yes, bushes and trees, fences and gates float in still mirrors of dancing water, looking-glass tears. Night walk. Hold me in your palm, night god of the scented wood. Light me a path of pale flame into the whispering grass of enchantment. Take me over the fire-etched tree, black traceried against the deep fathomless sky. Lift me through the drifting clouds to see star-bright space. Float me across glistening seasick waves into the cave of night, where I can be myself alone. Then stay, night god, as day opens and I walk past unwanted rubbish and the grass, rusting dreams, along concrete paths, into the small light of home, where I'm known as another me and loved. Henry Moore, from his 80th birthday exhibition in Cartwright Hall in Bradford, April 78. These stones are strange, familiar, giants. Easter Island myths on laundered grass, human megaliths of polished evolution, machined erosion to a godlike line. They're explorers, signs of mountainous rock, cavernous mysteries for blind, sensitive fingers seeking beauty. How? Miner's arms and farmer's heart, with mason's art combined, transmute our dust into a noble monument. But these stones will not soften in the spring rain. The wind and frost cannot crack them. Children slap and slide and scribble over them laughing. But they will only smile unseen and stand eternal. Bones of man's past, sentinels of the future. Keep your distance on Michelangelo's creation. The massive painted fingers never touch. The yearning bodies locked forever apart. Distance defines existence. Morning-faced bobbing crowds inundate the platform, springing from wordless suburban commuter cells. Beware contaminating closeness. The figures, stiff, apart, in Lowry's family portrait, gaze away into space. Alone, sensing fingers, tingling skin, sliding around the shrieking organs of the body, the momentary heat fuses willing flesh, which cooling drifts apart into mutual orbits of separate life. And in that space is the motionless bird's wing, the sigh of an expended wave upon the sand, the silence at the tip of a leaf before the wind disturbs it. There is an infinity of meeting in a glance. The far is near and the near far. The touch lost is forever found. The unfixed, fixed, transfixed, one. A poem for Doug. She died, you know. Life's sun went out, leaving a universe in darkness. And caught in the slow grip of time, he went mad. Politely, of course. Facial muscles tense, too long biting tears, they twitch a ghostly smile. Doing fine, thank you. Got a job now, you know. I'd almost given up. Almost given up. His daughter blooms nubile, sprouting from the old wood. She has to grow. A hazy question clouds her noonday face only to dissolve in laughter. He sits unnoticed among old people, a reveller for a day. On his own again at Christmas, just like last year and the year before. Dowry. I give you sunlight on the sea. I give you laughter bubbling free. I give you lark song in a meadow. I give you autumn's colours mellow. I give you moonlight in the lane. I give you hedgerows wet with rain. I give you a gentle caressing breeze. I give you the sound of wind in trees. I give you the touch of skin on skin. I give you a kiss from love within. I give you the touch of polished wood, I give you a tree that shed its blood, all beauty and pain that lie in the earth are my gifts to you with all their worth. In accepting them all, you welcome me.
I'm always near, where I long to be. Moorland Road. This ancient, sleeping sea of wind-blown land is possessed of a silence that's absolute. A flinty track climbs up each rolling wave of fossilized green foam to eternity. Heavy-booted mariners, we navigate the road by curlew-calling stars in solitude. Eyes shaded to long horizons, we're blown beyond self's shore to equanimity. Sheep pop politely down portholes in the aching limestone walls like rats escaping. Peewits and dunting fret the scudding air and settle to their nuptials, gratefully. A lone mechanical man, heroically motorcycling the plunging land, is silenced. At journey's end we rest our aching limbs with joy, to know our spirits are still travelling. Written on Mastiles Lane in Yorkshire. Epiphany for Grace. She came to the Christmas service and cried. Tortured by unattainable joy, she cried for her babe, now dust, beneath a rose bush in the damp, cold garden of remembrance. Bless all the dear children in your tender care, and fit us for heaven to live with you there. Bland words to heal tyrant Heron's work. So many to die that one may live, yet his life was short too. Landscape. The lines of my existence are etched with fine clarity upon a lowered sky and grey-green earth, with curlew cry for company. The ribbed imprint of my feet stretch back in snow-filled lanes that melt laughingly in the sun. A poem for Stan. The mind's burning questions I brought to your hearth. Patiently you listened, and with love for my passionate search. The flames in the fire grew low as I opened my heart, but a new flame grew inside. I was not alone with my thoughts. You heard them, weighed them, gave me the acceptance of argument. I found God clear and close through the fireside talking, and went away with the fire inside. Two poems from Suffolk. Dawn. Upon the sweet dawn-silvered grass the ancient house lies sleeping. Around the chorusing birds ascend their morning song as a squirrel does his chosen tree. Is this just another day the blackbird heralds from the ash, or have we swung the time-old gates to open on a fresh young world, soil turned by moles smothered in May blossom? It is so still, so perfect, filled with nature's thousand voices, the sun entrancing, flooding over fields and catching rabbits unawares as they shelter in the shadow of the giant oak. A cuckoo calls across the heath, and pigeons in the wood reply with chaffinches, a ground note to the rising song the blackbird sings. Where did they learn this swelling music on the warming air? Then one called Prayer Flags, when we put up some large paper flags and they came down when the posts that were supporting them cracked. Prayer Flags. Take care where you hang your prayers, they may come crashing down like waterlogged words in the wind, and great thoughts lie bleeding in the rain, snapped of support. The posts we thought so old and wise gave way under the strain of wisdom, turned to sodden pulp, and laid its knotted length upon the grass, a coup de grace. Take care where you hang your faith, it may come crashing down, wrapped in the weight of expectation, limp faith twisted out of faith at gravity's touch. Take care where you hang your songs of freedom, love and peace, the ancient frame may be rotten at heart, not strong to carry chords when discord reigns. Hang your prayers, your faith, your songs upon the ancient spreading oak, rooted deep within the earth, a living well, gravity-fed, that reaches for the stars. And a poem for my father on Shingle Beach in Suffolk, November 2004. The tide was up on Shingle Beach on a day of cold sun for fishermen and gulls. This place of memories, as many as the myriad stones crunching under our feet. We sit and dream, drifting in the breathing now of an intense beauty. A place to still the mind, clearing its usual measuring of essential chores. I look idly out to sea and seem to catch a glimpse of my sailor father. He died way back in 1962 with a cancer that took his fierce independence. He was a sailor in 1915 on a large cruiser whose guns shattered his nerve. I want to remember him and all thousands like him, crippled by war. It feels like a joke to take a pair of waterproof pants laid out for sitting on, but cover them in coloured stones and driftwood and anchor them with feathers, and suddenly their poignancy catches at my throat like a human shape remembered. I laid them to rest here today with my entwined poppies of red and white. For all those loved ones now lost to sight and sound, beyond our tears, let others march with pomp and military precision. I sit in quiet thanks on this bright day, with my dearest friends beside me, and remember my father. A sculpture by Maggie Hamling on Holborough Beach in Suffolk. Remembering the people like pebbles on the beach, ear cupped to hear the distant sounds in the wind of protest and of song, I raise my battered flag of steel, rusting in the sun, and split with the shocks of waves and wind, I defy death. Here alone I cry aloud for all those vibrant lives in tune with their song, holding their pain in trembling hands to heal wounds. Shell sound, a sigh of the shingle in the surging tide of life, a cry of seagulls laughing their crazy laugh into the wind. Remember all, remember all, remember. Night Song, written at the G8 Make Poverty History March in Edinburgh in July 2005. I heard you calling me last night, though you don't know who I am. I'm just glad to know you're living across the oceans and the land. You have nothing in your stomach. You have nothing in your hand. I have more than I can swallow. I have more than I can spend. I'm just reaching out towards you. I don't want you all to die. I have money I can send you. You have things that I can buy. I heard you calling me last night, though you don't know who I am. I'm just glad to know you're living across the oceans and the land. You remind me that I'm human, make my heart within me cry. Touch my spirit with your struggle, put the love light in my eye. I'm shouting at our leaders, men of money and of power, telling them to change the system. Telling them now is the hour. I heard you calling me last night, though you don't know who I am. I'm just glad to know you're living across the oceans and the land. I want to help you grow your crops, make you strong to fight disease. Cancel now the debts you have. Stop all wars and save your trees. I just want to see you smiling. See your children growing tall. I just want to end injustice, bring a new world for us all. I heard you calling me last night, though you don't know who I am. I'm just glad to know you're living across the oceans and the land. Poem for Anthea Kahn on her 70th birthday. The Painter. Sunlight scatters a million diamonds across the lake, towards the beaches standing knee-deep in burnished gold along the shoreline. Where I stand in silent, wondering, calm, waiting for the presence deeply felt by an earlier poet among the ancient fells and echoing woods of Ullswater. The light falls on me as I try to catch the mood in paint, touching infinity in my glance, and gently matching colours emerging from the waves of beauty washing over my fragile brush, blessing my aching heart with a vision reaching to my soul as each stroke releases in me a joyful peace. La Hogue Mauger, a house built on the remains of an Iron Age burial site in St. Mary's Parish in Jersey, for Anna and Daniel, who lived there for many years. The wind bends the trees and sifts the leaves along the winding lane that leads you to this old and sacred space upon the hill. With views across the sea beyond the praying rocks to Sark, with Herm rising from the drifting clouds, fine-etched her sunlit cliffs and windy fields that beckon a wandering spirit to travel on in hope. Bonfire on the beach for the family holidays we had on the Galloway coast near Auchinlarry. Bonfire on the beach. Small hands clutch sticky marshmallows barbecued in smoky flames and eaten with solemn delight. Sand-encrusted feet scrape on ancient rocks in risky Himalayan climbs a few feet above the wet sand. Twigs and wet logs gathered along the shore burn slowly, sparking parents' memories of campfire songs. The sun dips below the ink-black sea and torches glowworm along the darkening beach. A ghostly dance begins with luminous strips round arms and hands, glowing red, yellow, blue and green. The laughing conga winds along the crunching seashell beach, fairy voices ringing loud. Too soon night beckons tired eyes and dragging feet to climb the rising cliffside path to dreams. The Bach Concerto for Two Violins, one of my favourites. Listening. In silence there is music, faint at first, then growing like a violin cadenza. Each note a leaf falling, a passage of air towards a new state. Listen to the voices across the wood, chattering, falling into the mist of memory. New songs grow from old, sounds, words rising on the warming air. Listening is untying the cord of my small craft to float to new, an unknown journey. A poem from 1989 when Dorothy's mother moved into a nursing home in Manchester and we were clearing her house. The daffodils. They gape open-mouthed at the upheaval. They understand being out and moved. Cut from your roots, set in an alien place. These pictures, this furniture, his memory deep in childhood, fun and pain. So many cups of tea, old jokes, slideshows, party games echo in the silence. Our courting settee still welcoming. Books of walks and hills, history and talks, and knowledge encyclopedic.
there forgotten or never learnt. Thank you, old house. Thank you for these living memories. Thank you for the people. You will live always in my heart. In memory of Dekar Ibrahim Abdi, who died in a road accident in 2011, I refuse to be a victim. I am a resource for peace. The Dalai Lama's words on the wall hanging, never give up. No matter what is going on, never give up. Develop the heart. Too much energy in our country is spent developing the mind instead of the heart. Develop the heart. Be compassionate, not just to your friends, but to everyone. Be compassionate. Work for peace in your heart, in your family, in the world around you. Work for peace. And I say again, never give up. Lost and found. The sun's rays glance across the water and diamonds flash their fire. Then cloud screens the ruffled lake and diamonds turn to lead. The beauty seen is lost, but not forgotten in the passing moment. Beauty, they say, is in the eye of the beholder. That being so, I say, is why as I grow older, I see beauty everywhere. Fragile early snowdrops, curlews calling across the open fell, sunlight slanting through the curtain onto the bedroom wall. I see beauty everywhere. The martins in September. In bright cooling air, the sky is full of whirling, diving martins, all chattering, each in turn swooping to touch our house beneath the eaves, where six small nests lie snug and strong against the wall. So light, so small, to make the monumental flight to warmer climes, these summer friends are gathering in a flock to test their tiny wings, ready to depart. Goodbye and thank you for the summer's visit, for morning's and evening's joy of aerobatic flight. Come back again, my friends, next year.